Good evening. This is Dane Clark. What you are about to hear is a story. It is fiction. Something that has not yet happened, but which could happen. The other day, President Truman signed the Atomic Control Bill, which provides for control of atomic energy within the United States. The administration has submitted an international atomic control program to forestall the use of atomic power for military purposes. For the past several weeks on this Fifth Horseman program, we have dramatized the problem of world control of atomic energy. Distinguished scholars, businessmen, scientists, educators who have studied this vital problem say that if some form of international control is not worked out, that our civilization could be destroyed. Our story tonight is about how this could happen sometime in the future.
The Fifth Horseman. All horsemen rode across the land, and their names were
War,
Pestilence,
Famine, Death.
And to these now is added a fifth horseman, the threat of the atom.
The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Fifth Horseman, written and produced by Arnold Marquis. Here is an account of the significance of atomic energy and the problems it poses to mankind. Starring Dane Clark, this is the sixth in the series titled Doomsday.
July 26th, 1965. A report is coming in.
Confidential. The situation with Nation X has not changed. Talks between the president and his staff and the representatives of Nation X are continuing.
Wexley?
Yeah?
Relay this confidential to the old man at once.
Yeah. Nation X isn't budging, huh?
No, hurry up, will you, Wex?
Yeah.
Now, where do you suppose those talks are going on?
Not in Washington.
No. Washington's not the place for the high brass since the alert.
Yeah.
Remember how we used to be able to go down to Washington, or over to Philadelphia or New York, have a good dinner and go to a show? Come and go as we please?
Well, that's a long time ago.
Yeah. Every once in a while I get a yen to bust out of all this. Go down there, just to see what a big city looks like.
There's not much fun down there now. Girls and kids all evacuated. Only essential workers are left bustling around with scared faces.
When's all this going to end? Us here waiting day and night for the bombs to start dropping on us? And our people a couple of thousand miles away in the wilderness.
Well, you can be glad Mary is there.
Yeah, but we were going to get married. Are you glad Ridgely and your kids are out there?
I'm not any happier about it than you are, but I think they're better off in Wyoming than they are here.
Then you think this is it, Nation X?
Nation X isn't going to back down. It has its own reasons for wanting to dominate Africa.
Why are we meddling with Africa?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Confidential. Replenish munition and food stores at all advanced retaliation stations to Cold War strength. Confidential reports show extensive preparations on the side of Nation X.
July 27th, 1965. Supplies have been coming in all night. Food, repair parts for the equipment, munitions, and atomic warheads for the rockets that have been stored here at the center since the alert was proclaimed. More and more reports are coming through. The president and the representatives of Nation X are still talking, but no one knows where. July 28th, 1965. The arguments going on down in Congress are relayed here through the center.
We've yielded three times now. They're bluffing.
Well, is it worth risking half of our population and all of our cities?
We've got atomic bombs, too, you know.
Listen, all Africa's not worth the life of a single American woman or child.
They're bluffing, I tell you. They want to force a deal out of us by threatening us.
You think they haven't got bombs?
Probably not. Well, perhaps one or two.
Well, they have got bombs. They got bigger ones than we've got in this country. And I have that on reliable authority.
And I have something else on good authority. Their rockets are no good. They'll never reach the United States. They'll blow themselves up if they try to send atomic bombs to America.
Attention. Attention. Waterway P207 has been blown up. While the ship was moving westward through the strategic waterway, suddenly the entire ship was blown to pieces. All installations, including the dam, have been demolished. The extent of the damage is not...
July 29th, 1965. A report is coming in.
Representatives of Nation X are making strong denials that their country in any way was responsible for the destruction of the waterway. They have issued an official statement that it must have been done by some nation to take advantage of the crisis between the U.S. and Nation X, to incite the two nations to destroy each other.
Nation X did it. It's trying to cover up. It's to their advantage to prevent our ships from moving through the waterway.
I wonder how many of our cities are mined like
that. Wait a minute. Perhaps Nation X did not do it. Perhaps they are right, and it is provocation. What other nations got anything against us?
Well, there are other nations. Ever since the attempts to establish international control of atomic bombs failed, every nation's been looking out for itself. And several nations would like to have our competition out of the way.
I say that we ought to press the button on Nation X right now.
How can we be certain they did it?
Good heavens, do we have to stand by and wait until they press the button? What chance have we got if they hit us with atomic bombs first?
July 30th, 1965. Instructions to security police are pouring through the center today. Security police are scouring every city. Ships in all ports are being inspected from stem to stern. Merchandise and warehouses everywhere is being examined. It has been revealed that the ship that blew up in the waterway was thoroughly inspected before it started through. Now the searching is even more exhausted. The bomb that blew up the ship is now supposed to have been placed on board the day before in an oil barrel when the ship took on oil. Suspects are being rounded up all over the country. Many workers in cities, fearing that the cities have been mined, are disregarding orders to stay on the job and are fleeing into the open country. July 31st, 1965. No word has come through today about the negotiations with Nation X. We have our radar screens searching the skies day and night.
Have you heard anything from Ridgely?
No. Have you heard anything from Mary?
Yeah, she wonders if we're ever going to be together again. If we're ever going to be married. Sometimes I feel I've just got to see her. What kind of existence is this?
You can't run away from it, Ben.
No, but at least you can die with the ones you love.
Look, Ben, if this thing blows over, I'll see if I can fix it up with the old man so he can go out to Wyoming.
Yeah.
Attention. Because of definite reports from all our agents abroad that Nation X is making ready for immediate atomic attack on us, the President has requested Nation X to allow an immediate inspection of these bases by a neutral commission. The President made it clear that failure to agree within 3 days will be considered an open challenge to us.
You'll see. They'll back down now.
Hey, look. Look at this.
What? What is it, Wexley?
Look at that spot on the radar screen.
That's a rocket. That's a rocket coming
wait
this way.
Now, wait a minute.
That's what it is. A greenish-blue luminous spot moving across the screen, and that means a rocket.
There's another one. And there's another.
Listen, wait a minute. That's from headquarters.
Attention. A flight of rockets is approaching the coast at stratosphere altitude. Waters are now working out their probable targets. Stand by.
A whole flight.
They did it. Didn't I tell you they'd do it? We
should have pressed the button. We couldn't press the button on them while we were still talking.
I'm not going to stay here. I told you they...
You stay at your station, Ben.
Look at that screen. The luminous spots, one after another, coming from three directions.
There must be 100 of them. Well, we're just going to wait here until they go...
Attention. The President has made an announcement to the nation as follows. We are being attacked by atomic rockets. I have ordered our retaliation centers into action. Our defense stations are already intercepting incoming rockets. I ask all men, women, and children to exercise the greatest fortitude.
Ah,
They're firing the defense rockets out there.
But they couldn't stop all the rockets coming this way.
Well, they might be able to stop some of them, and some of the others may miss their targets.
What difference does it make if some of the rockets are coming this way or deflected? They're going to hit somewhere.
Look at this. The whole screen's covered with dots. Those rockets must be coming in waves.
Attention.
Hold it.
Plotters have now determined flight of a group of enemy rockets heading for C-1000. Calculate rockets will hit C-1000 area in 4 minutes. Stand by.
Relay that right out, Ben.
Yeah.
Good heavens.
Attention.
Report coming in.
An atomic bomb has exploded in the bay approach to C-1000.
Attention. American attack atomic rockets have now been set off against Nation X. The full power of the assault has been concentrated on cities and strategic centers of Nation X. Stand by.
Did he say C-642?
Yeah.
That's my hometown. My mother and sister are there.
Attention, C-1000 calling all points.
C-1000 is still there.
Atomic defenses have destroyed some of the first assault bombs and deflected others. Stray bombs have hit 4 places in the vicinity of C-1000. Stand by.
My hometown is gone.
Watch that radar screen, Wexley.
I told you we should have pressed the button on Nation X.
Attention.
Hold it, Ben.
How many places have been hit by the first flight is not yet known. But the number of places are known to have been struck.
Look! Look at the screen. A whole new flight's coming.
Attention. C-1000 calling all points.
They still haven't hit C-1000.
How can they miss?
The rockets are approaching C-1000 at all different altitudes from 3 sides. Every man here is still at his post. C-427 across the river is in flames. Smoke from the fires is now... Oh, there's a flash.
They've been hit. C-1000 is gone.
Ben, try to contact C-1000. Try to contact it.
Yeah. C-1000, come in. C-1000, come in. Communication center 49 to C-1000, come in.
It's dead. August 1st, 1965. It's just after midnight. The blackness of the sky is lit by the fires in C-1,080 miles away. Near the horizon, the sky is yellow and red, and it blends upward into purple and blue. How many fires there are between here and C-1,000, no one knows. We have lost all contact with the stations in this sector. Now and then, a report comes in.
Along eastern and western seaboards, damaged by sabotage.
Sabotage?
They hit my hometown and my mother and sister.
Hey, I wonder if they hit any of the dispersal areas. I wonder if they hit 382 in Wyoming.
I don't know.
Why can't we try to raise them? The old man isn't here.
You know you can't do it, Ben.
Well, don't you want to know if your wife and kids are all right? Are you satisfied just to wait here cooped
up? I'm just as anxious to find out about Ridgely and the kids as you are about Mary, but we can't do it.
For all we know, the rest of the United States may be blown to pieces.
If a bomb hit that dispersal area out in Wyoming... Look, why do I have to stay here? Just stay here and not know what's happened.
August 1st, 1965. 2:30 a.m. Few reports on what has happened in other parts of the country have come in. Communications must have been shattered. We are waiting what happens next. The report is coming in now.
This report is being relayed from Station W, 40 miles north of C-294. All communications in C-294 destroyed by explosion of 6 bombs. First bomb exploded in bay vicinity. North area of C-294 wiped out. Succeeding bombs scattered over area of 40 square miles.
That means that bombs are falling several thousand miles from here, too.
But if communications are down, how are we going to find out what's happened in the rest of the country?
Look, that report came in from Station W. That means that some of the communication centers like this one are in operation.
If 382 out in Wyoming is hit, I don't want to live.
August 1st, 1965. 4:10 a.m. The dawn is beginning to break. The air is heavy with the smell of fires. Not one word has come in about C-1000. It must have been hit by a salvo of atomic bombs. Ben and Wexley and I have sat here for the past hour, talking about C-294 and C-1000 and wondering if the president and his staff were killed or if they are...
Attention.
Here's a report now.
C-738 is badly hit. The downtown is a mass of rubble all enveloped in flames. How many bombs hit? C-738 is not known. The flames and the high radioactivity of the entire area have made it impossible to approach the area.
Attention, several areas in C-965 have been destroyed. Area from the docks to Midtown must have been hit by several flights. Two suburban areas are hit by 2,000 or 3,000 bombs in the second flight. Thousands of fires are being fanned into one roaring blaze the length and breadth of the area.
No, it's impossible.
They've hit us on both coasts and in the Midwest. That means rockets are coming at us from both directions.
By this time, we must have knocked out their assault stations.
What of it? Look what they've done to us.
We don't even know what they've done to us.
August 1st, 1965. 5:45 a.m. It is daylight now. The acrid smell in the air is heavier. Not one report has come in about C-1000. Ben has talked for the last half hour about setting out across the country to try to reach 382 in Wyoming.
I can walk, and I can swim if the bridges have been knocked down. And what if I don't make it? Am I just going to stay here with Mary out there?
You wouldn't get a mile from here before you'd be picked up.
You can say that, Wex, because you...
Oh. Because my mother and sister are dead. Go ahead, say it.
I didn't mean that. I mean, I didn't... Well, I...
Don't you think I'd like to get back to my hometown or where I was? Maybe they're not dead.
All right, shut up, both of you. You know why we're here. You know why we've got to stay.
Attention.
Watch it.
Following is incomplete report from available information. About 150 atomic bombs have exploded so far. About 100 have gone astray and exploded in the countryside or off the coast. The following cities have been hit. C-1000, C-642, C-965, C-294, C-351,
August 1st, 1965, 6:20 a.m. From what we can see from the communication center, nothing has changed. Only the smell in the air is stronger. The sky is filled with the smoke of burning cities. The sky is dull gray. Wexley and I are going out to the emergency storage for food.
It doesn't seem possible. This path is just like it was before. The trees, the bushes.
But it has happened, Wexley.
What are we going to do? Are we just going to keep on staying here
until... We've got enough food cached away here in the hills to last us 6 months.
Hey, look at this. My Geiger counter.
Yeah?
Listen. There's radioactivity here. Listen to this counter.
Come on, let's get back to the center.
We've got to get the food. We've got to eat.
That radioactivity will kill us.
How'd it get here? Way out here in the hills? No bomb exploded near here. It must have been dusted from a plane or rock.
Come on, let's get back as fast as we can. We'll have to go hungry until that radioactivity is cleared out.
A report came in while you were gone. Huh? An enemy submarine surfaced off C-674. The crew was mounting some kind of gear on it when one of our reconnaissance planes spotted it and sank it.
Sank it?
Good.
What kind of gear was it?
They didn't say.
Hey, there's somebody at the door.
I'll get it.
Help us.
Oh.
Help us, please.
Oh. Look at them. The burns.
Please, help us.
Come on, Wex, Ben. Let's get him inside. Help this woman. I'll take the little girl.
Oh, careful,
easy.
Oh, don't touch me.
Get that medicine quick, Wex. Get the ointment, will you?
Yeah.
Hurry.
Come on. Lie down over here.
I want to be with my mama. It's all right, dear. These men will help us.
Will they?
August 1st, 1965, 7:35 a.m. Both the mother and her child were cruelly burned. We gave them first aid. They're lying here, side by side now. The child nestling close to her mother. Her mother talking to her burned face.
It's all gone. We were just driving back, seeing my husband when it happened. Flash. An explosion. And another. Another. That's all I remember.
What happened to us, Mommy? What did it?
I don't know, darling.
Oh.
When I came to, the car was overturned in the ditch, on fire. Mildred and I were inside it. I don't know how we got out of it. The road was filled with people, burned, bleeding.
Where did all those people come from, Mommy?
I don't know, darling.
But what was it, Mommy? What did it?
It was those things I told you about, Mildred. The bombs.
Oh.
Somebody picked us up in a car. It was dark when they let us off. I don't know where we were. And then we walked. We've been walking all night.
Attention.
Oh, Mommy.
Just a minute, please.
The National Guard and the Emergency Rescue Organization has been fully mobilized. All retaliatory strikes are taking effect. No bombs have fallen in the U.S. for the past 24 hours. Indications are that the enemy, thinking that we are totally disorganized, might send an invasion force to take us over. We are ready to meet and annihilate them. Every person will stay at his post.
Thank you.
We'll stop them in their tracks.
I wonder how badly we've hit them. Hold it.
Attention. Reports have just been relayed in that several cities and airfields have been sprayed by radioactive dust by high-flying enemy planes. Cities sprayed are C-72, C-69, and C-48. These areas are being marked by yellow posters, barring all entry except on express order of the military. The sprayed areas are being evacuated, but little hope is held for those that probably have received a deadly dose of radiation.
I'd rather be hit by a bomb.
Maybe my mother and my sister were lucky.
Maybe they are, Wicks.
Oh, I hope it landed right on them. I hope they weren't just like...
Oh, Mommy, it hurts.
It'll be all right, darling.
I wonder if they hit 382 out in Wyoming, or if they sprayed it with dust.
Let's not talk about 382, Ben.
August 1st, 1965, 9:50 a.m. Orders have been coming through all night, mainly about evacuation and mobilization to repulse the expected invasion from the air. Our fighter planes have been hampered by the spraying of airfields with radioactive dust. We've shared the last food we had here in the center with the woman and her child. Wex is now watching the screen.
Hey, look at this.
More rockets?
No planes. There must be hundreds of them.
Let me see.
See? Those are no rockets.
Why don't we intercept them?
With what?
Why, we certainly must
attention
have...
Attention all points.
Quiet.
Flight of high-speed enemy planes approaching from the east. Estimate they will reach coast in 18 minutes. Stand by.
That means they'll reach here in about 21 minutes.
August 1st, 1965, 10:17 a.m. We have been waiting almost in silence for 15 minutes. None of us has ventured out since we discovered the radioactivity outside. The woman and her child possibly have been injured fatally by the radiations. Wexley and I may also have been. We haven't mentioned it. The communication center here is heavily camouflaged. It may be that...
Listen!
The planes.
Are they going to hurt us, Mommy?
Just stay here close to me, darling.
Have you spotted them?
Yeah. Yeah, they're carrying parachutes.
Airborne troops. Here, let me see.
Right there, see?
Yeah. Hey, they're passing us.
Yeah. Yeah, they're passing right over us.
Give me those glasses, Ben.
Yeah.
There must be 30,000 enemy troops up there.
I know what they're going to do. They're going to jump behind us and cut off the interior from the...
Giant troop carrying airplanes in force are now crossing the coast at 7 points. Our anti-aircraft defenses are destroying hundreds of them. Our fighter planes are arriving from poisoned airfields. The enemy planes which penetrated the coastal defenses appear to head inland. Our army is now fully mobilized. Tank corps are rushing as soon as a landing is reported.
They're going to cut us off from the interior.
We're going to destroy them all. The general has it all ready for them. They think we're finished. We've just started the fight. Wexley, watch that screen.
Huh? Yeah, yeah.
Will the soldiers come here, Mommy?
Yes, darling. They might.
If they're dropping troops here, they could be dropping them in Wyoming, too. I should have got out of here when I had the chance. I should have...
Attention. Attention all points. A strong force of enemy paratroopers have landed at C-24. Supplies and equipment are now being dropped, where the troops are consolidating their position and moving westward toward C-217 and eastward toward C-263. Our 1st and 2nd Army are moving to intercept and destroy them. Stand by. Hold on. A new flight of rockets is approaching. A new flight of
They're hit.
Yeah. Look at the screen.
Look at them come. August 1st, 1965. 10:42 a.m. I'm writing this hurriedly. This may be our last moment. Originally, all our adult life, we have lived under the shadow of this terror. Every minute I've been here, I've wanted to be with you and the children. We will destroy the enemy, I know. But what will our country be like when this is over? We thought nobody would dare attack us. And they thought that we were weaklings, and that we would collapse after the first bombs exploded. I hope, Ridgely, that you and
I... That flash of light out there!
It's a bomb! It's a
heard Dane Clark, starring in the 6th program in NBC's series, The Fifth Horseman, written and directed by Arnold Marquis. What you have just heard is a story, a fictional account of what could happen in the future if atomic war should come. Next week at this same time over most of these stations, the National Broadcasting Company will present the 7th program in this series titled... Aftermath, a story of the consequences of an atomic war. Dane Clark appeared tonight through the courtesy of Warner Brothers, producers of Stolen Life, in which he appears opposite Betty Davis. Warner Brothers are this year celebrating the 20th anniversary of Sound Pictures. The music for The Fifth Horseman is composed and conducted by Thomas Peluso. The Fifth Horseman came to you from Hollywood. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.